Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I really appreciate you joining me today, as always. Hey, let me remind folks that this year's Dentistry from the Heart event, the one that we hold every year where we provide free dental care to everyone who comes, will be held on September 12th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you're a dentist, a dental assistant, a dental hygienist, or just a person out in the community that wants to volunteer to help us, please call 262-9588. We'll get you signed up. We really appreciate your help. Also, on June 27th, we will be holding the second Team Smile event with the Columbus Blue Jackets. We did one last year on March 30th, and this year, June 27th. So it's really cool, and we also need dentists and dental assistants and dental hygienists for that as well. So for that, you can go to www.teamsmile.org and click on Volunteer, and then click on Volunteer Now. Well, I think we have an interesting show for you today, and let me just introduce my guest. What we're going to do today is, well, April represents Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and so I have a gentleman on the show today. His name is Dr. William J. Nelson. He is a dentist. He is also an oral surgeon. He's of Green Bay, Wisconsin. He is the president-elect of the American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons, which is known as AAOMS, A-A-O-M-S, the professional organization that represents more than 9,000 oral and maxillofacial surgeons and 1,000 of their professional allied staff. Dr. Nelson will assume the position of AAMS's president in October of 2014. Dr. Nelson was in group practice in Green Bay, Wisconsin for 26 years, the last 15 years as a founding partner of a 150-physician medical specialty group. He is currently an adjunct associate professor in the Division of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery at the University of Minnesota. Prior to becoming president-elect, Dr. Nelson served a one-year term as AAMS's vice president and 4 years as District 4 trustee on the AAMS Board of Trustees, where he represented the oral and maxillofacial surgeons in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, as well as those oral and maxillofacial surgeons in the Veterans Administration and the United States Public Health Service. Dr. Nelson is a diplomat and past president of the American Board of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery Board of Directors and a fellow of the American College of Dentists, Pierre Fouchard Academy, and the International College of Dentists. He received his dental degree from Creighton University and completed his surgical training at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse, Wisconsin. All right, so hey, Dr. Nelson, thank you so much for getting up and being on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure being back with you this morning.
Yeah, we had you on a couple, 3 weeks ago, I forget which, but we were talking about National Facial Protection Month, right?
That's correct.
And then we realized that April is also Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and that you are qualified to speak on that as well as an oral surgeon, because you actually do the surgeries that will repair, well, actually, you remove the cancers, right? And then you also do the reconstructive surgeries for someone who has had oral cancer, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that makes you uniquely qualified. And unfortunately, then, you see the devastation of this disease firsthand.
Well, we certainly do. It's estimated that there are about 35,000 new cases of oral cancer will be diagnosed each year. And that number comes from the National Cancer Institute, the National Institute of Health.
35,000?
35,000 new cases of oral cancer will be diagnosed each year.
And I understand if you throw in head and neck, it goes up to something like 54,000 or something like that?
That's correct. It actually approaches about 60,000. So 35,000 would just be strictly cancers in the oral cavity or upper airway.
And then about a third of those people actually die.
About 7,500 lives are lost annually to oral cancer.
Wow, that's a lot. And you know what? There are some people that we would all know that we may not realize died of oral cancer. Throughout this show, I'm going to name some of them. For example, Aaron Spelling, the TV producer, Tori Spelling's dad.
Right.
He died of oral cancer. Babe Ruth, of the formerly Boston and then the Yankees, died of oral cancer. I don't know. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that one either.
Till recently. Ben Gazzara, an actor. I can't remember what show he was on, but I definitely remember the name and I can picture his face. Did you know that Bruce Paltrow, Gwyneth's dad, Blythe Danner's former husband, died of oral cancer?
Did not know that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to name those names. And I think when these people are no more important than, you know, my sister-in-law or your uncle. But it does make people think when you hear these people that you've come to love and know, and they're gone because of oral cancer, right?
That's correct.
So let's talk. Let's tell me, I mean, we already talked about the prevalence. And I also know that, I think it's well known that people that use snuff, chewing tobacco, they are more likely to contract oral cancer than others, correct?
That's correct. Smokeless tobacco is not a safe alternative. And users face about a 400% greater chance of developing oral cancer than non-users.
If you do snuff or chewing tobacco?
Yes.
400%?
400% greater chance of developing oral cancer than non-users.
Wow. Wow. That should be enough to make people never put that in their mouth.
Well, we certainly would hope that's the case, and particularly in our younger patients and our young people.
Now, for cigarettes, we have these e-cigarettes, which are helping people that are addicted to smoking, but we don't have any replacement for the snuff and the chewing tobacco that some people have come to depend upon, or is there?
Well, there are some flavored mint-type things that can be used. I don't know how effective those are in replacing the urge for use of the smokeless once the addiction has started. But there are some products that claim that they can be used instead, but I just don't know how effective those are.
Well, and on top of that, we wouldn't know if they caused cancer as well until several years from now after we had some data.
That's correct.
Because I'm picturing, now I was thinking that, you know how they make you can buy the shredded bubblegum? It comes in a little can, which is actually kind of bad because it's kind of like the precursor to kids growing up and wanting to use snuff. But what if we just got rid of the snuff and they just put the little pieces of bubblegum in between their cheek and gum? That would be good, okay, wouldn't it?
Well, from a dental standpoint, it might not be the best.
Well, that's true. We have to use sugarless, the kind with xylitol, yeah, which helps decrease bacteria.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of familiarity, with those products, and obviously it's an individual type thing if it is effective. But that would seem to be a reasonable alternative if we did know that wasn't causing additional problems or other problems.
Yeah. Now tell me about oral cancer, because there's so many different types. I know that they're typically the two main cancers we hear about in other parts of the body are squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma. And basal cell is slow growing and doesn't metastasize, and people typically don't die from it, but that's not the kind we find in the mouth, is it?
No, the typical cancer that we will find in the mouth would be a squamous cell carcinoma, would be the highest incidence, and it is a very rapidly growing type of cancer. It typically will have initial metastasis into the lymph nodes of the neck, and certainly then can progress to other areas such as bone and lung from there.
And if somebody is diagnosed with a squamous cell carcinoma, they have a 33% chance of not that they won't survive?
Yeah, when we look at 5-year survival rate, the National Cancer Institute number is that about 40% of individuals will not survive 5 years once they've been diagnosed with oral cancer.
Wow. And I know that would lead us to believe that oral cancer is very, very nasty, and it is, but it's no more nasty than cancers in other parts of the body, and we want to talk about this more in a minute. But the problem really comes down to is we don't catch oral cancers early enough. So by the time we catch them, they're very advanced. They've already metastasized, correct?
That is 100% accurate. Early detection can save people's lives. It can decrease the severity of the surgical and rehabilitation procedures, radiation therapy, all those things that come into play by early recognition. So it is very important that a regular oral cancer exam and a self-exam be done.
Yeah, we want to talk a lot about that too in a minute. But I think what we're going to do now is let's go ahead and do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. If you're just joining me, we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. With us on the phone is Dr. Bill Nelson, and we are discussing Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And the question of the day is, how many people each year are diagnosed with oral cancer? Is it A, 7,500, B, 35,000, or C, 60,000? All right, the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Laurel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour, and on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's
262-9588. Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
I'm going to love you with my hands that show me your teeth.
Tongue away.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Okay, and we're back, and we have callers on the line, and we have callers on lines 1 through 4. So, Dr. Nelson, would you do me a favor? Pick a number between 1 and 4.
Let's go with 2 this morning.
We're going to go with caller number 2. Okay. All right, so let's ask my producer, who is the winner of the flowers from Weisdember Florist? Who's the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day? And by the way, the answer was B, 35,000.
Delina Broussard, she works for a chiropractor, Dr. K, and she got the correct answer.
All right, and while my producer is getting the information from our winner to send them the flowers, let's go ahead and continue our discussion with Dr. Nelson. All right, so Dr. Nelson, we were talking about how oral cancer has a 40% mortality rate within 5 years and how it seems like it's very, very aggressive, but that it's really no more aggressive than other cancers we hear about. The problem is we don't catch it early enough. So let's talk about what types of things will people see in their mouth. You know, what can they look for? What should the dentist be doing? And that sort of thing. So let's start with, let's talk about the lesions. Where are they? What do they look like? And if I'm just your average everyday toothbrusher, what should I be looking for?
Well, typical type of symptoms and things to be mindful of is any sore or soreness or irritation in the mouth that doesn't go away does require professional evaluation. Bad things don't get better. They just tend to get worse. And so any type of sore that is not healing needs to be evaluated.
Okay, and that's just like other cancers. Like if you have on your back, you could have melanoma if it's a scab that just it won't heal.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Some of the other things are an earlier sign would be white or red patches of the tissue under the tongue, the side of the tongue, inside the lips, on the gum tissue, some type of white or red patch that either just doesn't go away or increases in size. Certainly pain or tenderness any area inside the mouth, or any type of numbness in the mouth or lips. Those are things to be very concerned about. Any type of lumps or thickening of tissues, crusty areas. And then certainly if individuals are noticing difficulty chewing or swallowing or speaking or moving their jaw or tongue, that would those would be areas certainly be mindful of as far as the types of symptoms a patient may present with.
And these patches you were talking about, the white or the red, they're not necessarily sore, right?
No, they can be totally without sore. It's a reflection of a thickening of the tissue secondary to irritation. So some type of factor is irritating the tissue, whether it's a tooth that's ragged or needs to be restored, or whether it's alcohol or tobacco use. Very commonly, as we were talking earlier about the smokeless tobacco user, where that individual will place the smokeless tobacco between the cheek and gum, so to speak, is an area where we will see a thickening of that tissue, which can present as a white or red patch.
Right, and there are white spots or white patches that don't rub off.
That's correct.
Because there is a thing called candidiasis. Some people call it thrush that you can have. It's basically a yeast infection in the mouth, but those white lines will wipe off.
That's correct.
Okay, so if you have a white patch and you take your finger in your mouth and it wipes off, you probably don't have oral cancer. But if you're not sure, and maybe just to be safe, you should go to your dentist.
I would recommend that strongly.
And then once they've gone to their dentist, there are different things that dentists should be on the lookout, and there are different adjuncts that we have that we can use to help us. What are your thoughts on Velscope? Velscope is a device, by the way, that for my listeners, that it looks like a almost like a searchlight, has a green filter on it, and it allows basically us to see lesions more clearly, things that we can also see with the naked eye, by the way, but if we want to be sure, we look through that, and it's like, oh, I think that is something. So what do you think of the Velscope?
My opinion is that anything that is unusual and is of a concern needs to be biopsied and looked at by a pathologist under a microscope. That is the only definitive way to determine what the cells are doing, and cell change is what causes cancer. So as a surgeon, I believe that taking a specimen of the tissue and properly evaluating it is appropriate. I don't think the adjuncts are a bad thing. I frequently have referrals from my general dental colleagues who may use an instrument like that or a technique, and they might see something suspicious, which then sets up for them having me look at it further. And if I look at it further, my typical approach would be, in a reliable patient, if something doesn't go away in 2 weeks, I'm gonna remove that tissue and have it looked at under the microscope.
Okay, 2 weeks.
That's what I use as my standard.
Okay. Now I do, and you mentioned the lymph nodes, with every new patient and periodically on patients of record, I will do the oral cancer screening. I lift up their tongue, I feel underneath it, I pull it to the side, I check the cheeks and the lips and the, you know, salivary ducts and lymph nodes in the neck. Lymph nodes in the neck, of course, are very important because, as you said, that's one of the first place that it metastasizes to. If you have cancer, of course, if I'm catching it, then I've probably missed the boat. But, you know, I have diagnosed oral cancer before, and I felt really bad. And I've always wondered, you know, could I have caught that sooner? And so how would I know as a dentist that I'm actually doing everything that I can do?
Well, certainly, you know, patients who come in for regular dental checkups, the role of the dentist and particularly, in my experience, the role of the dental hygienist many times is crucial to early recognition of things that have changed. You know, a patient you're seeing and now something's there that wasn't there when they were in for their last cleaning or prophylaxis or examination. I think a very thorough, detailed examination. And I think the other thing that we could do a lot better job at as oral health professionals is teaching our patients how to do a self-exam, teaching them how to pull their tongue out and look at what's going on back there, and not to become, you know, overly worried about it, but, you know, once a month or so, instructing our patients, particularly those patients who might have higher risk factors, instructing them how to do a self-exam. And I think that's a great service we could provide patients if we just take a couple minutes and teach them how to do it and encourage them to do it.
Very much so. Yeah, I definitely agree. Hey, Dr. Nelson, we have to go to another break. Can you hang with us?
Certainly.
Okay, hang on. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Dr. Bill Nelson, an oral surgeon, oral and maxillofacial surgeon. We're discussing Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. If you're just joining us, I have Dr. Bill Nelson on the phone. He's calling from Wisconsin, and he is an oral surgeon. He's actually a member of the American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons. He's the president-elect of that group, to be more clear. And we're discussing Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And the reason that we're talking to an oral surgeon is because they are, although your general dentist is kind of on the front lines, the oral surgeons are the ones that will actually remove these lesions and try to rebuild a person's face or facial bones afterwards. And it's very, very disfiguring, or can be. It's very traumatic, and anything that we can do to prevent oral cancer is something we would much rather do than to have to put you back together afterwards. So, Dr. Nelson, again, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we were talking about that self-exam that a patient can do. Something that I was thinking about over the break is I take an intraoral image, a picture of every tooth in my patient's mouth, and typically I'll catch the gums, you know, sometimes I get the palate. And so what I'm finding is if I see something today that I don't remember if it was there or not, I can go back to my photo that I took 6 months ago or a year ago and look at that. What do you think of that?
I think that's an excellent additional opportunity we have to appropriately document what patients are presenting with, because if you do send a patient out and say, come on back, I want to check that again, our recollection is foggy, and certainly to have something to directly compare with visually is, I think it's a great modality, and I do the same.
You do? Good.
Absolutely.
Now, I mentioned that I was going to be mentioning some names of folks that have dealt with oral cancer over the years, some famous folks. Another one is Burl Ives. I think a lot of us remember Burl Ives. Did the Have a Holly Jolly Christmas song, right?
Right.
Was the voice of Frosty the Snowman, I believe. And here's one. Eddie Van Halen from the band Van Halen had oral cancer. I don't think I knew that. Did you know George Harrison had oral cancer?
That one I did not know.
Yeah. Grover Cleveland, a former president. Plus another former president, Ulysses S. Grant.
I knew both of them.
You did?
Had oral cancer, yes, yes.
Humphrey Bogart, did you know about him?
Did not.
Jack Klugman, remember from the, what was the name of that TV show? The two guys living together.
Odd Couple.
Odd Couple, yeah, Odd Couple, that's it.
Yep.
Jim Thorpe, an NFL quarterback, he had oral cancer. One of the more famous ones is Roger Ebert.
Right.
Who unfortunately did pass away, a year and a half ago? Something like that?
Yes, I believe that's correct. Another one very recently is Jim Kelly, the former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, is currently suffering with significant problem with oral cancer right now and under active treatment.
You know, I think I vaguely remember hearing that, but yeah, thank you for bringing that one up. Rod Stewart.
I know that one.
Yeah, Rod Stewart. Of course, he's always sounded like he had oral cancer, didn't he? I don't even know how he had a singing career with that voice.
Right, right.
Other than it was recognizable. A couple more. Sammy Davis Jr.
That one I knew.
Okay. And Sigmund Freud.
That one I did not know.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a celebrity or not. If you're my patient or you're Dr. Nelson's patient, you're very, very important to us, and we'd like to keep you around. So I think maybe the takeaway message is, don't do things that increase your risk of getting oral cancer, and that would be smoking, smokeless tobacco, which would be like snuff and chewing tobacco, alcohol, right? Because alcohol dries the mucosa out and can increase the incidence of oral cancer. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, historically, the highest risks have been heavy drinkers and smokers older than 50 years of age.
Okay. Well, we are running up against the end of our time, our allotted time, unfortunately. And just like last time, I feel like last time we had on the show, we could talk so much more about this. But let me ask you to leave us with a parting message. What would you like people out there to hear?
Well, particularly for your younger listeners, I mentioned the heavy drinkers and smokers older than 50, but today we see oral and oropharyngeal cancer occurring more frequently in younger non-smoking people. And this has been related to the sexually transmitted human papillomavirus 16
right.
HPV, which some of your folks may be familiar with. Actually, one of the top researchers in this area is right in your locale. Dr. Maura Gillison at The Ohio State University is one of the top authorities on HPV virus in younger patients. So it's something to be very aware of, and it's not just a disease of older men who smoke and drink. It's we're seeing a definite increase in younger population, and that's obviously very concerning.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. That is so important. It's basically unprotected oral sex is you can cause oral cancer.
That's true.
And so it's in young girls, it's in young guys, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. So you've got to think about that, people. Make sure you take protection. Make sure you're protected. All right. Well, hey, as I mentioned, I'm so appreciative that you were able to get up and be on my show a second time. And thank you so much for your time. And hopefully we've done some good, and that people will go out and make some healthier choices, some smarter choices, and we can prevent some of this terrible, terrible disease.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome, and you have a great day, okay? Take care now.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.